How's out here together, first time with this team on the, in a real close to football practice? How'd it feel?
It feels good. You know, the first day is always kind of a feel it out, especially in my situation, kind of getting thrown in with guys who are more established here. You know, just kind of trying to, you know, phase two, you can do some stuff on the field, but it's pretty limited. You know, so the majority of the day you kind of spend with your position group, so getting used to Kushek and, you know, how he runs things and the tempo of stuff. And then obviously getting used to, you know, going team stuff with the offense. So, you know, it's good. There's a lot of stuff to get better, to correct. So I'm excited to come out tomorrow.
What's been your impression of the playbook? Okay, you've had a little time to get
in. It's pretty cool because, I mean, this is now my fifth playbook in 5 years, but for these guys, it's the same one for the last 4 years. So you can tell that, you know, it's not just installing the base play. You know, they're getting into the finer details of it. You know, you're able to do more stuff off of it. You don't have to, you know, just kind of start from day one like you're, you know, teaching a bunch of guys in high school. You know, so it's been really cool to kind of integrate into that. You know, luckily I've had a lot of playbooks, so I kind of have a grasp of a little bit of all of it, just trying to kind of piece all together and, you know, get on their level because, like I said, it's more detail oriented than, you know, I'm used to in this time of year.
Would getting up to that level, whether it's self-imposed or coming from outside, do you feel it's real important for you right now to get on it?
Yeah, I think, you know, especially, you know, figuring out, like I said, that it's kind of the finer details, not necessarily, you know, it's pretty easy to figure out who I'm going to block, you know, for the most part, how I'm going to block him technique wise, you got it down, but it's, you know, small things where if you're working with the guard and, you know, maybe a guy takes a 3-inch step one way, you got to feel it out with him and maybe he's supposed to climb. It's kind of just those smaller things where, you know, once these guys have run the plays enough to understand, you know, how a defense is going to react to it. You know, maybe there's something that originally you didn't really think about, but the defense tends to always, you know, shade a linebacker over here versus this formation. So just kind of understanding those, all those little things that, you know, they've had the ability to kind of grow with over the years.
How different is what they're asking you to do now, or is just this offensive line playing offensive line?
No, there's some differences. I think, you know, the most drastic difference was, you know, Kyle Shanahan's offense. His was super up-tempo and kind of get on guys as fast as you can, stuff like that. You know, this is a little more inside zone oriented compared to that one. That one's very outside zone heavy. But at the end of the day, you know, run-wise, there's maybe 3 or 4, you know, total schemes, and then it's all variations of that. So there's only so much you can do. You know, the techniques can be a little different, like I said, kind of depending on, you know, who you're going against, how the defense plays, you know, what the coach wants. So it's, in the broad sense, it's similar, but there's the finer details are a little different.
Is there anything clunky or uncomfortable at this point, or do you feel like you'll like this?
No, I feel like I like it. I mean, it's a great offense. It's had a lot of success. I think, you know, especially over the last year or two, just being able to put pressure on defense with kind of using all 11 guys out there. You know, you can read a defensive end, you can just throw a bubble, you can, you know, kind of stress the defense and figure out, you know, where your advantage is and exploit it. You know, I think in my case, just kind of getting used to the flow of things and, you know, kind of not being too excited and settling down and just not trying to do too much and just kind of focusing in on my own technique.
A couple more guys.
Have you, in Cleveland those 4 years, did you ever play with a doctor on your inside?
I haven't played with a doctor. You know, it's pretty impressive what he's doing. You know, he's an incredibly right guy, and the accent's kind of fun, too. So it's been a lot of fun.
Does he, I mean, I realize it's one practice, but does he provide us some help as to, you know,
yeah,
you
yeah.
increase that pace?
I think so, and, you know, he's a guy. Just based on his intelligence level, he can pick up those things pretty easy and kind of remember stuff from a year or two ago. You know, they've all been really great in terms of questions. You know, Fish has played both sides, and having been a tackle, I can ask him more tackle-oriented questions. Mitch seems like he's got a great understanding of, you know, he's kind of the one leading the show in the center there. So being able to ask him stuff like what he's seeing on certain plays, you know, who's going to point to, things like that, they've all been great.